The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
No, I think it makes people stupid. It glorifies stupidity, and then I think the average IQ of the person is plummeting.
Quite honestly, you could tell they don't give a about what they do and how they portray themselves.
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
They're basically idiots.
Round three.
Fight! What's up? It's the third day doing the show solo. How you doing? Welcome to it. Plan B Morning Show. On a Wednesday. Good morning. We're going to have some weather today. It's going to be very weathery out. We're going to have some clouds, rain. Rain this morning, tapering off, though. Dude, it's warm out. I walked out with my winter jacket like, I don't think I need this, but I'm going to go with it. Yeah, early morning high this morning, 55. Wow. But that's falling to upper 30s, near 40 degrees in the afternoon. So, yeah, this is as warm as it's going to get. It's just going to get colder. So temps falling. They say it's going to be extremely windy. Northwest winds, 25 to 35 miles an hour. Damn, it'll blow away out there. Be careful. Maybe not wear that windbreaker. It's too much like a parachute. Tonight, going to be mostly cloudy. Northwest winds, same thing, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 38. So there you go. Very weathery. Like I said, it's warm out when you get out now, but it's going to taper off. It's going to get cold. Talking to the show today, we got all the shenanigans, man. Your WTF, your morning dump, all of it. But today is National Taiwan Day, which means drinking. And I think it's National Taiwan Day because it's a day before Thanksgiving. Usually people are home. People are home for the holidays, hanging out with family. And we all know a little bit of time with the fam, a couple hours, starting to look over your shoulder. Where's that whiskey at? Where's it at? That's why they call it National Taiwan Day. That's my guess. But we're going to get your best drunk stories or your worst, whatever you want to label it as. What is the craziest thing you've done drunk? You tied one on and you did something. What was it? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. That's what we're going to talk about here in about, 7 o'clock hour, 7:30. That and much more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Welcome to it.
Brock and Hunter.
You what you need.
Rock 107 WIRX.
I'm gonna make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
What will he do next? What's up? Good morning. 6:11 Plan B Morning Show. Day before Thanksgiving. How you feeling? You traveling? You going to work today and going out of town? You coming into town? Are you hearing the show for the first time? What's up? How are you? If you are hearing the show for the first time, I apologize. I really do. Right off the bat. That's how we're going to start it. I'm sorry. For real, though, it is the day before Thanksgiving, and I believe the wife's listening. You're going to hear this clip throughout the day. It was a viral video. I was on YouTube yesterday. I'm like, you know what? I got to do it. I got to play it all day tomorrow because tomorrow we are off. We're doing best of tomorrow and Friday. So today's going to be a little Thanksgiving-ish. It's going to be a little bit of drunk stories as well. It's National Taiwan Day, but in honor of the day before Thanksgiving.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, long, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
Yeah, there you go. I love that video. If you're wondering, what the hell was that? What in the hell? It was a viral video a few years ago. It was basically a lady in a sermon. And some guy remixed her sermon into a Thanksgiving song.
You need beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, long, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
It's the Thanksgiving jam. We'll be back.
Brock.
Rock 107 WIRX 621. Good morning. Day before Thanksgiving. It's National Taiwan Day today. So today's topic. What are your drunk stories? You tied one on. What'd you do? We'll get your answers, 925-WIRX, and on Facebook at our Facebook page. But right now, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Really not much going on. I was looking over sports like, this will be quick. NCAA men's basketball last night. Michigan State beating Georgia 93-85. Notre Dame beating Fairleigh Dickinson.
What?
91-66. Seattle beating Western Michigan 59-55. DePaul beating Central Michigan 88-75. All right, moving on. We're getting pretty deep there. We're almost into high school. Tonight, Michigan versus Iowa State at noon. Michigan State going to be at UCLA at 2:30. Check that out, man. NHL last night, Blackhawks beating the Stars 3-0. Tonight, Toronto, the Maple Leafs going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings at 7 o'clock. College football news, week 13. Last night, Northern Illinois beating Western Michigan 17-14. Ohio State jumped LSU to number one in the college football playoff rankings with 2 weeks to go before Selection Sunday. LSU slipped to two. Yeah, number two, and Clemson remains at number three. Wow. Ohio State, number one. Got a big game. Michigan, Ohio State. I was hanging out last night at a bar for a little bit, and there's some guys across the way talking about it. Michigan's going to win this one. Hey, man, I'm telling you, Ohio State is damn near a professional team. They're good. As a Wolverine fan, I hate Ohio State. But I see, I talk about what I see, and what I see is greatness. That team is friggin' ridiculous. But Michigan's on a roll. And you know what? Ohio State is beating the hell out of Michigan since, I don't know, I was born. I don't remember the last time Michigan beat Ohio State. But it's going to come around at some point, right? Karma? Maybe this is where Michigan comes. Like, you guys can beat us for like 10 years. But when you're number one, and it really matters, we're going to pull one out. So I just cross my fingers. I honestly, guys, some Wolverine fans listening, I don't see it happening. But you never know. It's college. It's football. Anybody can have a bad day, a great day. But we'll find out. So there you go. That's your sports this morning. I'll be back.
Sports on the plan.
STP Plush. Rock 107 WIRX. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, there we go. I was wondering if I had an intro. How are you? Hey, today, weather-wise, it's warm right now. It was warm when I got here. High of 55 this morning, but that's dropping rapidly to the upper 30s, near 40 in the afternoon. Extremely windy. Wind advisory today, so don't blow away. Tonight, mostly cloudy, northwest winds, 20-30 mph gusts. Same thing tomorrow. So it's just going to be windy, and it's going to be cold. Hey, before we get to our rock news, hey, DJ, play that Thanksgiving jam.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, all young. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
All right, let's get to your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Rock News this morning brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. Your rock news this morning. Eric Clapton has announced a one-time-only concert to celebrate the musical life of his friend and Cream bandmate Ginger Baker, who passed away last month at the age of 80. He says, quote, Eric Clapton and friends, a tribute to Ginger Baker. That's what they're going to call it. It'll take place Monday, February 17th, 2020, at the Eventim Apollo Hammersmith in London. According to a press release, the set for the concert will look to honor Baker's lifetime music and will, of course, include Clapton and Baker's work together in Cream and Blind Faith. It's pretty cool, man. Pretty neat. So, yeah, Clapton doing it for his buddy, man. Dying at 80 years old. He lived a life. But, yeah, check that out, man. So, Eric Clapton announces Ginger Baker's tribute concert. There you go. Let's take a look on this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history. Brock and Hunter.
You guys aren't taking my mental health seriously.
More of the Plan B Morning Show. Next on Rock 107 WIRX.
On this day in rock history, sorry, I got cut off there for a second. Billboard reports that the Rolling Stones' Licks tour was the second highest grossing tour of all time, beaten out by their Voodoo Lounge jaunt in 1994/95. Wow, so there you go. That's what happened today in rock history. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it.
Grab some New Orleans classics at Nola Rue.
The Plan B Morning Show presents Useless Trivia. Answer Useless Trivia by calling 925-WIRX now.
All righty. Is that how he does it? Hey, Nola Rue, sponsoring Useless Trivia. That's right, my friends. Brought to you by Nola Rue Cajun Eatery, 2809 Niles Avenue, St. Joseph. See their full menu at NolaRueEatery.com. Actually, went there yesterday. Had myself, what did I get? The Michigan Fluente. The Michigan Fluente, I believe that's what it was called, maybe. Maybe I'm saying that wrong. I have no idea, but it was quite delicious. I'll tell you that much. So there you go. Your useless trivia this morning. Millions of us watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is happening tomorrow. How much do you know about it? How much do you know about this parade? Which balloon has flown more often than any other in this category? Which balloon has flown more often than any other? Is it A, Snoopy, B, Garfield, or C, Snow White? I have a $10 gift certificate here for you to Nola Rue, 925-9479, 925-WIRX. Which balloon at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has flown more than any other? Is it A, Snoopy, B, Garfield, or C, Snow White? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.